Hello, everybody. This is Steve-O.
And I'm Brian.
And I'm Andrew. Welcome to the Self-Medic Podcast,
where we bring you life stories of everyday people that found a way to pursue their passions and bring a sense of purpose to their life.
These life stories are unique in their own ways, and we hope they can inspire you to find your passions and live out your dreams.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so pretty much just edit out the first minute 40.
We're good?
Yeah, we're good.
All right, see what kicks us out.
What kind of an intro are you looking for? Just like for us? Well, we're obviously going to play the intro, so I don't really need to like intro, just like our normal intro, right?
Yeah, I was actually planning on us being the intro right here.
Yeah, yeah.
This is going to be the intro? I love this intro.
Yeah.
You like this intro?
Trying to figure it out. Don't know what we're doing.
Do we ever know what we're doing, though?
I don't think so.
Welcome to the Self-Medic Podcast. Every podcast. What's up, everyone? How's everyone doing?
I'm still trying to catch my
Come mind. On, I'm trying to get this like legit into the podcast.
So am I.
But you just shut up.
All right. Serious face. Here we go. All right. What's up, guys? How you guys doing, man? Feels good to be back in the hot seat, huh?
It feels
toasty on my buns.
Toasty on your buns.
Toasty on your buns.
Yeah, buddy.
Sesame seed or artisan?
Sesame seed. What the hell's a sesame anyway?
It's a little white thing. It's a little white thing.
The look on this fool's face right now, though, was just like.
That's like the oldest joke. Well, it's not the oldest joke, but.
No, I know.
I do love that joke.
Here comes our trusty mascot.
Yeah,
we need to put her on a shirt or something because she's always in the way.
Dude.
Always making noise in the back of the podcast. We just need to make her official mascot of Self-Medic.
I think we kind of tried to establish that last year or season or time.
She always has to make her presence
known. It's like we'll try to get her to chill out, which is so funny because like when we're not podcasting, she's the chillest dog in the world. But as soon as we try to podcast, it's just like, no, forget it.
She's got
to
be right here.
She's got to be right here.
Toe tapping, breathing, making herself known.
Sitting on our feet.
With her tongue out.
With her tongue
out. Stank ass breath.
For those of you that don't know, we're talking about Brian Stevo's dog, Snowball.
Yeah, she's a handful, but she's cool. We love her.
She's dope, dude.
She's like the weirdest, like most awesome dog. I remember when we first got her, I was like, I wasn't sure about having a bulldog because I've always heard bad things about him. But now that we have her, I'm like, she's awesome, even though she doesn't ride a skateboard.
I know, she's scared of him, to be honest.
She's scared of everything.
She is scared of everything.
But anyways, guys, we've been rambling on about nothing, and that's probably what most of this podcast is going to be anyway. So, I mean, if you don't mind, just keep listening, but if you don't like rambling, well,
check in with the next one.
Yeah, check back for the next one.
Please listen. This will be an entertaining podcast.
Time out. I mean, don't get me wrong, we're good at talking, but I don't feel like it's rambling. Technically, I guess you're right. It is rambling, but we don't just ramble like dumb shit. Like, you know, at least we're like, you know, mostly
kind of smart.
Mostly educated. You know,
try to be educated, or at least put on the essence.
Or at least we try to. Yeah, we try to at least keep it to, you know.
Use big words like conundrum, so it makes it sound like we're smart
and sophistication. Because that's a lot of syllables.
Yeah. The more syllables, the smarter you are. Even if you use it in
But what if you use a lot of syllables, but you put the emphasis on the wrong syllable?
No.
I got that. That was nice. I like what you did there.
That was
funny. You like that?
I was about to correct you, and then I was like, you did that on purpose.
Boom.
Boom.
I know. I every time I do something that I feel is like cool or something like that.
You guys are having a squirrel moment, so let's stay on track.
We're not on a track.
Oh, that's right. I forget it.
Yeah. All right, so that was loud. we are podcasting today just to kind of catch up and, you know, talk about what we've been up to the past year since it's been about 11 months since we last did a podcast.
I think that's what we figured. We kind of slacked
the last three quarters of last year of podcasting.
More than three quarters, but like 7/8.
Yeah. 11/12.
More, definitely more than we should have. And, you know, I feel that we kind of grew comfortable not doing them, and we need to definitely break that habit.
I totally agree with that, 100%.
Yeah, for sure. But, I mean, in that downtime, we did get a lot of stuff done. It's not like we were just sitting around.
Touche. But, I mean, just as everybody else would agree, I mean, it's just, you know, you got to hit it harder. Always.
Always.
Always got to hit it harder.
This is true.
So,
I think it's kind of what we've started doing this year so far, is we got a good game plan as to what we want to accomplish, and we've actually, for once, set goals and dates. Even though we're not meeting our dates so far, we're somewhat close to our dates.
Yeah, we're close.
I definitely feel, yeah, we're close, yeah. No, I don't think it's a whole lot to get upset about, because, you know, I remember roughly a year ago we had a similar, well, not roughly a year ago, but I remember when we kicked off.
Two podcasts ago.
Two seasons or podcast eras, if you will. You know, like when we very first started doing this stuff, and it was cool, and like, you know,
that's exciting.
It's exciting, and it was cool because we did probably like, I don't know, 10 or 11, 12, a dozen episodes or whatever, and then we kind of took a little hiatus.
Yeah.
And then we kicked it off again, and I remember, you know, it was, I don't know if it was exactly a year or whatever it was, but I remember it was a substantial amount of time to where like, it had been enough time in between that like we were able to step back and see how much we've progressed within that amount of time. And then now here we are kind of having the similar same conversation, looking back at how, you know, and to think that like we've already had, it's cool. What I'm getting at is like every time that we look back, it just gets further, and you know, we're getting further and further and further and further and further from where we started, and everything that goes along with it. It's just like such a great feeling.
It's nice to see even just a little amount of growth. Any kind of growth is good growth, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And even though it's been a while since we've done this podcast, it's... Sorry, I was a little bit further away from the mic than I should have been right there. No, I've had a kind of a coming to, because I've been extremely absent in a lot of aspects with the business the last few months, just because of my own work with traveling and being out of the country a lot. But it's kind of opened my eyes to be more productive in the business, to kind of help out a little bit more whenever I can.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got a little serious there.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say growing pains, but I think that learning all of these different little things about yourself and whatnot is part of starting a business, and the fact that, like, you really don't know what you're getting yourself into until you actually do it, and then you kind of just keep going, and you don't really stop to think about what you're doing until you have, you know, like a podcast like this, or you take a moment to step back and reflect, like, holy crap, you know, we've come so far since, I mean, what, we started 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
And all the stuff that I know how to do now, if you would have told me that I was going to be doing that 2 years ago, I would have been overwhelmed.
Yeah, completely. Yeah.
And so that just goes to show you, like, business isn't successful overnight. It's a growing process, because it takes all of that time to learn all of these things that you got to do.
There's so much knowledge to be acquired before you can, for sure, like you're saying.
Yeah.
It's not overnight.
I used to, like, think about the accounting aspect of the business.
I didn't.
Well, because I knew...
To me, that's the scary part.
Well, okay, me being your guys' best friends, I know that at the beginning of this thing, that was my responsibility.
I knew that before we even started it. I was like, going into this, if Ron's going to be your partner, then he's going to be in charge of the accounting.
Yeah.
Well, I felt like it was a given, because my ass definitely ain't doing it.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. And so, like, I had already knew starting out that I was going to be taking care of it, and I had no freaking idea what I was doing. But now it's kind of... You know, we got QuickBooks, and it's easy. I know all the stuff. I'm still learning stuff, but it's super easy. Like, I just took a credit card payment over the phone for the first time today.
I saw that. I saw the email. I thought that was kind of cool that we were able to do that now.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up, dude. Right on. That's good stuff.
And credit card order, by the way, was actually for t-shirts, which is kind of what we're getting ourselves into now, is doing our own apparel.
Well, yeah, again.
Well,
yeah, more again. Legit. Well, yeah, instead of doing like the
yeah, I was gonna
the
say
kind of word based shirts that had nothing to do with our business, we're actually kind of trying to focus more on us and our brand to kind of get our brand out there.
Yes and no, because we've been doing a lot of the custom one off stuff for particular clients as well. So
you can't
completely say that.
Well, no, the reason why I say that is because we haven't launched the new website yet. With our apparel page in the shop, which because we just had that Etsy page, but we've taken everything off that Etsy page.
So why
actually, I think there's a couple things that are still on there, but it's
before you get too far off subject of the website. What's going on there?
I believe we are launching that April 9th.
Yeah, sometime in April, first or second week of April, it should be live.
Yeah, it'd be a lot more interactive, more than just a front page that took you to our different pages. It's actually like finally legit.
Way more user-friendly, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I like it.
I like it too.
I like it.
Brian better like it because he did most of the work.
You want to tell everybody what the new website's going to be?
Not yet. We'll tell them.
Yeah, soon. We'll tell them in the next podcast because we don't want people to go there because it's still kind of under construction. Even though you could go to it, we don't want to... Tell people to go there because there's nothing really there, and a lot of stuff has to be changed.
I just wasn't sure.
Well, I know. Like, I want to, but I can't. Because Brian will beat me.
Nah, not really. We got placeholders and stuff. It's not like anything's super out of place. It's just not 100% complete.
It's a little premature, yes, but it's not horrible.
It's still better than...
It's still better than what we had going on.
The WeAreSelfmatic.com.
Yeah, it's a lot better than that. It's definitely a lot better than what we had going on, that's for sure.
Yeah, that'll be... That'll be fun to get it live. I'm
excited.
I'm excited for that, and you know, we're kind of like making it our own thing instead of using third party selling websites like Etsy. Which I mean, we'll probably still put stuff on there, but you know, we're kind of trying. It's just us.
Yeah, our store on our website.
Yeah.
Which I personally am 100% for it like that, as opposed to
doing a third party.
Yeah.
Why is that?
It just makes me feel better about
us doing us.
Yeah, just us doing us, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
Homegrown, you know what I'm saying? That's just how I feel. It's more of that homegrown, that sense of community. It's not just like, here, let me piece all this shit together so we can make some money. No, it's like we actually care. I feel like when you take that extra step and, you know, it's more of a, you know what I mean? Like, you just feel good, I guess. I don't know. I can't really completely describe it, but it just makes me feel better.
I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, because like even before we started Etsy, which don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with Etsy. I like Etsy. The platform's great. It works great. It's designed. It's, you know, what
yeah,
it's
yeah.
meant for.
Agreed.
But it's just like it takes away from the brand of Selfmatic.
Exactly.
By us using
exactly.
Etsy.
It does.
And it's more for in my eyes, Etsy's more for like the crafty. Seller, you know, type of people that do those kinds of things, as opposed to like
an actual brand trying to promote their
right.
I feel like everybody's mom that's got their side hustle going on sells on Etsy.
Yeah, I mean, there's like legit businesses on Etsy.
No, granted, but I'm saying for the most part, like.
But if you're not in that world, then you think of Etsy like. Oh yeah, my mom does that on the side.
That's what I'm saying.
You know?
Never mind.
And, yeah, my mom does do that on
that's
the side.
That's what I'm
you know what I mean?
Granted, my mom's not on Etsy, but my mom, you know, my mom's got the same, you know, thing about her. My mom loves anything arts and crafts. Anything. Yeah. You know, it'd be awesome if she had you know, the technology. If she knew how to do all that stuff. I don't even know that she would really care to get that far into it, but you know. She definitely has that about her, that craftiness.
Yeah, apparently we do too. But like
manly crafty
in a masculine form.
Like manly crafty. I like that.
Mancraft.
Mancraft. That's no.
I feel like my I feel like my RC car falls underneath that category.
Of like girly craft or man craft?
Oh, come on.
Little boy craft or no?
Not my RC car is more manly than your daily, bro.
I have to agree.
It's faster.
Hey. Why are you guys got this?
It's faster than all of our cars, but only in short
bursts. Yeah, short bursts.
If you were to scale it, it would be, you know,
the fastest car on earth.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, well, like how you said that it's faster than our cars, but you know, in short burst. Yeah. Okay, but if you were to either scale up the RC car or scale down our cars, our shit would get smoked.
Yeah. I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what he said. Anyways, we're off subject again.
Not really.
Well, not really. Yeah, I was going to say not really. I feel like I could tie in, you know, my passions, RC car, actually has grown into more than passion. It's grown into business. You know, now that the you know, my local track I go to, now that the owner's one of our clients, we do sweaters for him and starting to stickers and little shit here and there.
But it's still your passion. It hasn't grown out of your passion. It's still your passion. Your passion has just helped evolve your business side.
I'm killing two birds with one stone, absolutely.
The reason why I said that is you made it seem as if, like you said, you know, I grew out of my passion and turned into a business, but it's really...
No, you said that we were getting off subject, and I said, no, not really.
No, that
and then here's how they tie together.
I get that.
Oh, okay, then you lost me.
You said... My passion has turned into a business. Yeah, it didn't turn into a business.
Well, not turn into. That's not.
What you did was you used your passion to help expand kind of your knowledge base of being able to be a seller and a idea guy to help. Yeah, you know what I'm trying to say.
I like it.
He's trying to use big words. And
yeah,
just
they're not coming to my head. I can't get those syllables. I only got two syllables words in my vocabulary. Oh, that was a big one.
Vocabulary?
That was four or five. You do the clapping method. Vocabulary, that's five.
I've always done the, like, every time your chin touches your hand.
I've never heard that at all.
Like, put your hand, like, really close underneath your chin. So every time your chin touches your
hand. I got two of those.
Okay, well, your first one, the softer one doesn't count. It's the hard one. It's the, and that's a syllable. Syllable.
I never heard those. But I don't know. I don't remember.
I've never heard that at all. About the whole hand under your chin thing.
Learn something new every day, player.
Right. I like it.
Sweet baby.
Baby.
So yeah. We've been all over the place and on this episode. But I think, do we want to talk about where we're trying to go with Selfmatic, or are we still recapping where we've been? Like what we've been up to the last year? Have we done anything that we haven't talked about?
I feel like that we could pick a direction to go through to for the moment, but either way, we're still going to bounce around.
I know.
Well, one thing I want to say is I think over the last few months we've kind of all really honed in on this. We've made more time for the stuff we're passionate about. Mm-hmm. And
yeah,
sorry, I was trying to think, and I think that's kind of helped me in my sense of helping, you know, making time for myself, because that's kind of what the whole Selfmatic brand is about. It's about, you know, following your passions, doing what you love, making time to do what you love doing. That way you find your happiness in life and you're not, you know, help me out, guys.
You're not hangry all day.
Thank you.
RBF.
I was getting kind of sentimental. I was letting you go with it.
No.
So was I.
Just leave me hanging there like crickets out the chirping in the background. That's kind of messed up. And I think that's kind of helped at least with me, I don't know how it is with you guys, but with being able to do, like, Steve, you've been, you know, doing RC cars a lot more. Brian's gotten more into doing photography and videography and editing and stuff, which is, I know, one of his many passions. You know, with mine, it's, you know, being able to go out and explore and travel, and I've been, you know, grateful with traveling for work and making time for myself while I'm working to go do different things that, you know, I enjoy doing. It's kind of given me a new perspective of to kind of help with, you know, making that time for myself to do what I love helps me want to push this so much more and make this brand so much bigger for people to kind of experience that too.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah. You can't just like go like, okay, say you're trying to build a business on the side. You can't go to work, come home, do your business, and that's it. Like, you have to have experiences and you have to, get outside of your own world,
out of your head,
and yeah, get out of your own head, and because all of that helps fuel creativity, and yeah, if you don't do that, then you're just there's like you're just doing the same thing every day. It's linear.
It gets boring. You get in a rut, and you don't have that happiness or that spark that you need to have in order to really enjoy life.
Yeah.
And I love that we all have that we're able to, you know, not only experience ourselves, but also share with each other.
Yeah,
I enjoy seeing, you know, you, Brian, you know, when you're editing, because you get so into it and you're showing me different things, and it's really cool to see your excitement when you're doing it. And Steve, same with you, when you're, you know, you do a new paint job on one of your RC bodies, or
I get so excited over the dumbest shit.
Little car. But see, but I know that's because you love it so much.
It is. Even tools. Like when it comes down to, like when I bought myself for Christmas that little fucking the little Ryobi deal that I got. Yeah. It was like the dumbest thing ever. And you know, to anybody else other than me and maybe Darshan, like, oh, right on, dude. But everybody, like, whatever, like, big deal, dude. But to me, I'm like, hell yeah.
And it was cool seeing that stuff, because you're like, look at it, does this, it does that. And I'm like, that's actually pretty cool, dude.
Well, yeah, I know. I mean, well, to guys like us, because we're, you know, we're all gearheads in a sense. You know, obviously RC's more up my alley than it is your guys. But, like, you know, we're all into different stuff. Like, you know, you like stereo stuff, too. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like, yeah, I get what you're saying. You're feeding off my excitement.
Yeah. I like being able to do that with other people. And I think that's something that we need to kind of help show the people that's what we're trying to create, is that excitement in each other to help build off each other and to help bring more people into this, to show them that, you know, that excitement and that love of life and you know, that whole idea and concept of it.
Yeah.
Hashtag good vibe.
I like it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's going off of that, like, whenever I finish a project, like an edit or come up with a design or whatever it is that I'm doing on the computer, because I'm on the computer like all the time,
20 hours a day.
Like the first person that I want to show is one of you two, you know.
Yeah.
And usually it's me running out to the garage while Steve was working on his RC car. And I'm like, hey Steve, come check this out. And then I go out to the garage to take a break, and he's like, hey, check this out.
It does go both ways. It does go both ways, man. Brian's not kidding.
I think I just wish my passion was a lot more easier to do.
Yeah. Yeah, traveling, yeah, but, like, that's hard. That's hard.
But it's like this last weekend, you know, when I was out, you know, hiking with your girlfriend and being able to do something I haven't, you know, experienced. You know, going up to the Red Rock Canyon and, you know, hiking back in there was extremely beautiful. Being able to see, you know, nature and being out there, you know, that's what I love doing. And so I've made a conscious effort to make plans with my friends that also enjoy hiking, to make plans to do that with them. And, you know, I don't have to go out and be, you know, scuba diving like I was over in Tinian or zip lining in St. Martin. You know, it doesn't have to be that fancy. I need to just, you know, that's what I thought I needed to do. Like, all last year, that's what was in my head. You know, I need to do something extravagant. I don't need to do something extravagant. This past weekend showed me that. It could be the littlest, you know, hike just to get me out into nature to see the beauty of that. And that's what I love.
Yeah.
And, it, you know, it was just kind of eye-opening this past weekend, being able to be like, hey, I could just go up to my local mountains, hike around, and see that same beauty that I get and that excitement I get when I'm doing these extreme things also.
Okay, so question. So what makes you say that you wish it was a little bit easier? What do you mean by easier?
Well, I mean, like, when I was in Tinian for my actual 9-to-5 job, and I was able to make time to go scuba diving or to go hiking up in the Lime Rock Canyon thing that I have
gotcha.
Did.
Uh-huh.
You're doing stuff that's exciting like that. It does cost money where, you know, it'd be nice to be able to, you know, go and do that more and be able to access that more, but it's kind of hard to go and travel when I work, you know, my normal job.
Okay, so I guess my question is, actually, sorry, let me refine this a touch. Easier compared to what? Because in my opinion, if it was easy, it wouldn't be, if it was easy, I feel like I wouldn't be interested into it or you know, passionate about it because, you know, even for me, RC car racing is nowhere near cheap. You know what I'm saying? So I get you on the travel. Obviously, a plane ticket costs way more than... But like you said, you were conveniently there for your 9-to-5.
Exactly. So that's what I like to... I am extremely grateful for my job allows me to travel.
Yeah.
And when I'm traveling, I do make that time to go out and do those little things. Whereas when I'm home, you know, I try to make, especially a lot lately, I'm trying to make more time to, you know, put into this because I've had those experiences with my passions that I want to help other people experience, you know, to go out and do their passion.
You just threw me off with the easy thing. That's all.
I think that was the wrong word. I think what it is just I like going out and experiencing nature, and, you know, I've done a lot of the hikes and stuff around locally.
I feel like I know what you mean. You feel like it was easier so that way you could do it more often.
Yes.
I'd
love to go out 4 or 5 days a week and just go hiking and exploring.
That's how I feel about RCing, man. I get it.
You know, that's why
like you threw me off with the easy thing.
That's what I mean.
I was like,
I would love to be able to do.
Gotcha. I get it.
So, yeah, if it was your day job, it would be easier to do it more often.
Exactly.
Shit, back in the day, my passion was in my backyard, bro.
Yes, it was.
I just had to come home from work, and boom, there I was. I was in heaven.
You're in a little track.
Yep.
I remember that.
Yep. Had lights. You know, I watered at my own convenience. I didn't have nobody to tell me to lights off, shut it down. Nope.
Mm-mm. Well, we got enough dirt in the backyard, probably.
Yeah, but it's way too small.
We'd be launching cars in the neighbor's yards.
It would be another left turn.
Another lift.
Oh, man.
So, future of Selfmatic. Where are we going, guys?
To infinity.
And beyond.
Okay, Buzzin' Woody.
I think it was just Buzz that said that, though.
Yeah, but you look like Woody.
Hey.
There's a snake in my boat.
Somebody poisoned the water hole.
You call me tall, skinny, and lanky.
No,
I like
so,
it.
So future Selfmatic.
What do we got in the works?
Well, we got some new apparel going on, don't we? New colors, new color combos.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You want to talk about those?
Before, we were just doing, if you caught any of the sales before, it was done by a process called dye sublimation. And so basically, I think all we did was black, right? Black hits.
They were just black, yeah.
Yeah. So now we have vinyl, which is a lot more user-friendly and way more colors.
And a lot more fun.
It is a lot more fun. It's a little bit more time-consuming because you have to weed it out, and it's a little bit more meticulous. But in the end...
Like, yeah, finished product, it's way worth the time and effort for sure. Because as soon as they come off the heat press, it's like, wow, the colors pop.
Yeah.
They look so crisp.
And they don't fade like a dye sub would because it's not ink. So we've got that. We've got that figured out. A lot of people have been asking us about... like beanies and stuff because it's winter time and they want a beanie, but we're lining our stuff up for summertime. So when our store goes live in April, it'll all be summer wear. And then, you know, once it comes time to be winter time again, then we'll do beanies and jackets and socks, maybe.
Sorry, I was adjusting the mic.
No, it's all good. But it's one of those things that...
It's still a learning process.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we got... It's
something we're still trying to grow.
Yeah.
I think we're being smart now and not biting off more than we could chew and limiting kind of our starting point, which is going to be three men's designs, three women's designs. Get that up and going, and then we're going to add, you know, more to it continuously throughout the year and the seasons, and just kind of go from there. But, you know, I think what we did the last time we were trying to do shirts, we just did a whole bunch and threw them out there, and, you know, I think that was just kind of overwhelming, not only for us but for other people as well.
Well, that, and like, not a lot of people followed us. I mean, not even right now. I think probably we might have like another 30 followers since then, or maybe 50. So it's like we're just throwing you 20 designs to like 200 people.
Yeah.
You know, whereas now it's like, all right, this is what we're about. Here's our website. Here's some podcasts to listen to. Here's some videos. And then if you want to support us, here's some merch.
Yeah.
That's kind of our game plan. And I think it came about because of all not necessarily mistakes, but we just did things the wrong way.
Ass backwards.
And, yeah, it just – you always hope for the best, but then reality sets in and you get what – you know, you get what comes to you.
Yeah.
Kind of thing, so – so now I feel like we're setting ourselves up a little bit better.
A little bit better for success rather than failure.
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, not that making sales is a success, at least not too much in my eyes. I think more so like getting the word out and building the brand and
connecting, forming a community. Connecting with more people, exactly. Yeah. Connecting, yeah, I completely agree with
that,
you.
That to me is success. If we sell 10 shirts, cool. But if we gain another 100, 200 people that are like about what we're about, that's success.
That's absolutely.
Yeah.
I like that mentality.
I mean, that's
the right mentality to have going.
That's that's what a brand is. Like, you don't.
It's not about how much money you make. It's about how many people you get connected, about how well you're able to push your idea and your thought process.
Yeah. It's about what you represent.
Yep.
The like the person that you are, and the, you know, like I never really thought about it before, but I've heard people talk about it, you know, like trying to get a job and stuff, and I think it was my cousin saying that she was applying for a job somewhere, and my aunt was like, you don't want to work for them. Did you hear what happened with them in the news? And it was like some bad thing or whatever they were doing. I don't know specifics, but they were just a bad company. You know what I mean? They weren't ethical.
Okay.
And so it's like, you don't want to be that company. You don't want your brand to be unethical. True. Or anything like that, because
yeah, you don't want to represent, you know, you working there is representing that negativity.
Yeah.
And you don't want to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I kind of fluttered there trying to spit that out.
Yeah, I was.
Well, Snowball.
I was laughing. Snowball, at Snowball
and you guys laughed. It didn't help at all.
Yeah, but it was his laugh that threw you off, because I was laughing at myself.
I just hear her snore in my ear. I'm just like,
I know.
It's like you hear it like regular, but then amplified in my ear. Again, I love the super dog.
Yeah.
It's funny, man, because I get so frustrated, but it's like, it's hard because
she's so adorable.
God, she's just a sweet. She doesn't fucking mean any kind of harm or bad intention, you know. She just doesn't know any better, you know. So it's like, oh.
We'll have to include her in the video we're gonna be doing.
Yeah, she's that video mascot, we're working bro. On.
Yeah, we just have to.
I really do want to design a shirt.
We should do.
So why? We were talking about this not too long ago.
That'd be kind of cool. I like that idea.
Yeah. It wouldn't be too hard. I just got to get a good photo of her. She's not very photogenic. She's like afraid of the camera. Oh. It's just weird.
Don't blame her.
are you trying to say? She's ugly?
No. I'm afraid of the camera, too.
That's true.
I hate being in front of the camera. I don't like even being on a mic. But I'm facing my fears and pushing myself past that because I know the more I do it, the more comfortable I'll be with it.
Well, that's not always true. You know, you might grow more comfortable being uncomfortable, but you're nonetheless being in front of a camera is always going to trigger that uncomfortable trigger.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, necessarily. Well, okay. Well, for me anyways, because like how you feel about being on camera is like how I feel about like selfies or like I don't post anything hardly anymore on social media, period, just because I just don't like it anymore. I don't know.
I think that's an age thing and a dude thing. Because what honestly do we have to share with anybody that you know, that hasn't already been shared? That people aren't already seeing. You know what I mean? That's how I see social media. Like, I don't like sharing stuff or like reposting something, even though I find it funny. Like, very rarely will I repost something like that. Or like if I'm at the bar, I don't take a picture of my beer. I used to, you know, and post that on Instagram. So it's like, what, as a male, that, like, what do we have to share?
I agree with that also.
The only things that, like, I would really care to share on social media is, like, if it was, like, all of us and we were, like, even if it was something as simple as just, like, having lunch, but it was, like, we were just having a good time.
But you know what's funny?
Then, like, all right, cool. Having a fucking awesome day with my boys.
Yeah.
Like, that's something I could see myself posting. But other than that, yeah, no, I couldn't agree with you more because it's, like, meh.
You know what's funny about all this talk, though? I just took a selfie of all three of us and put it on our social media.
Yeah, but we're doing something.
Yeah, but we're doing exactly that. Yeah. That wasn't just like selfie.
There was a purpose for that. You know what I mean? Like it was to represent, like, hey, we're doing a podcast.
We're finally doing stuff again.
Exactly. You know what I mean? There was a purpose for that post. It wasn't just like some random whatever.
Well, I'm gonna start just doing random whatever selfies with us, just to make you guys uncomfortable.
You don't make me uncomfortable. I don't care. I'll pose naked in front of the camera.
Whoa.
You're getting carried away, Andrew. You weren't.
I don't.
Me haces caso, que vergas, güey. I was sharing with you that's how I feel. Like, that's one of my biggest things that I'm like, uh-uh. Mm-mm. Nope. Mm-mm.
I think what Andrew was trying to say, though, too, is like, eventually, the more often you do things, the more comfortable you'll feel about it.
It comes more natural.
But, in the same token, it's good to feel nervous about things, especially if you're, like, doing a project or creating something for somebody. It's good to feel nervous about it.
Well, yeah, because at that point, it's your ass on the line. So, yeah, if you don't feel any pressure, that means you don't give a shit.
Exactly.
So... But that's way different, than taking a stupid selfie.
No, I agree. Yeah. So, but I was just.
Yeah. No, yeah. I get it. Yeah. Apples to oranges. Yeah. No, I see what you're saying.
Selfies are pointless.
Selfies are fucking dumb.
I think they're more funny than anything.
They are.
Like.
What was that hashtag that you guys used to have?
Selfies for my bitches.
Selfies for my bitches. That's right. Yeah.
That all started from Kenny.
From Kenny, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah,
you guys used to kill me with that shit, dude.
We caught him taking a selfie for his girl.
That's right.
And so now every time you catch somebody taking a selfie, you take a picture of them taking a selfie.
We need to bring that back, man.
I still have the Instagram
tag.
So
do I.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
It's just I don't ever see people taking selfies that often. Or if they do, they're pretty sneaky about it.
Nowadays, yeah.
I just looked at my Instagram. The last selfie I took was right after Christmas.
Was it in your ugly sweater?
In Elroy, Wisconsin, in -5 degree weather.
Yeah, but you're showing something.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like you're showing somebody that you're not normally in this weather, and like, hey, I'm here in this freezing ass weather.
So that could be the difference of, you know, being comfortable or not comfortable with doing a selfie, because if you're doing it of yourself and
yeah,
the only time that I like really bite the bullet and just take a selfie is like you know, say if we just make something new or if we come up with fresh ideas. Like for example, you know, the sweater I got on, my Thunder Alley sweater, you know, like I took a selfie so I could show, you know, my friends and get feedback.
Yeah.
But that's the only time that I'm like, because to me at that point, it's not a selfie. You're not.
Well, how come you didn't do one of our brand and put it out for your friends?
Because I know what your opinion is.
I'm your only friend?
No, dude, about the t-shirts, man, or whatever we would print and hit or whatever we would design, because all three of us play a role in design, print.
That's not what I'm saying, though, because you just said.
But that's what I, what do you mean?
You said, you know, I did this Thunder Alley shirt to show my friends, you know, get their feedback from it. You weren't talking about me and Brian. You're talking about your other friends outside of the business. So yet you don't have our brand to put it out there and get feedback from your friends. Why is that?
Okay, because for one, our apparel, like Brian said earlier, that's like if we sell 10 shirts, cool, whatever. So at the end of the day, I could give a fuck less, really, as long as I like it and we like it and it's us and we all agree on it. I don't care because that's not really what I'm out for anyways. But when I'm doing business for a client, yeah, I care and I want his opinion.
But that's
because it's his. That's who I'm trying to please. Is the man with the money. You know what I'm saying? You see what I'm getting at? You tried throwing me under the bus, but it didn't really work.
No, I wasn't trying to throw you under the bus at all. I was just curious why you're not wearing a Self-Matic sweatshirt.
Because I don't have a Self-Matic sweatshirt.
Make yourself one.
Neither do I. I don't ever wear any of our clothes because I don't have any. Because I'm too busy making other people's shit.
I thought, yeah, not only that, but I thought we were trying to steer away from ourselves, you know, doing stuff for ourselves.
No?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually.
Wait, where... Was that part of this conversation?
Well, yes. I mean, yeah, actually, you were.
You were?
Yeah.
Right here in this very room?
I don't remember this.
We're not spending Self-Matic money on ourselves. If we want a shirt, then, you know.
We have
no, I did.
No, I'm not saying that you
did.
He's just saying he doesn't have the money to spend.
I understand what we're saying.
To
now.
Buy himself a Self-Matic shirt.
Makes
Got
sense.
It?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're not making hundreds of shirts at a time, so we don't have extra that we can just, you know, hand out here and there. And that's why I still don't understand when people ask if we can make them a shirt for free. Or I don't get that.
I kind of get it because
people like free shit. And it's like you don't get free shit unless you ask for free shit. But if they're your friend and they have a business, don't ask for free shit. But if you do it in a way like, hey, I'm not trying to ask you for anything free, but if you have something for free, cool. You know what I mean?
I was trying to find what I read the other day. It said, support your friends, don't ask for free stuff, pay for it, go to their shows, be the first to buy their product and promote their ideas.
Yeah.
And I like that saying a lot.
Yeah,
that is really good. And you know what, most of our friends have been rather supportive.
Yeah, I haven't had anybody ask me for anything.
Yeah, neither have I.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nothing I can think of.
I like this one also. It says, support your friends' businesses and progressions like you support the celebrities that you don't actually know.
That's true.
I don't support any of them.
No, I'm not talking about you. It's talking about, you know, like
I know,
people
I get,
in general.
I get it.
Should,
I get it. I was just,
you know,
they put these people
that they have no idea on this high pedestal, but, you know, they have their friends that are trying to do something, you know, big and amazing, but don't give them the time of day or any kind of acknowledgement or anything like that.
Yeah, because your friend's just like, they're not going to make it anyway. Who cares?
And that's horrible.
It is.
You know, you should surround yourself with people that will support
you up, yeah.
Push you, you know, give you that drive to be like, hey, you know, I think that's an awesome idea.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what, you know, we're trying to, you know, looking for, you know, feedback from you guys. And, you know, if you guys like our idea, tell us. We'd love to hear it.
Even if you hate it.
Tell us.
Yeah, because that stuff's funny. I love it when people talk shit.
I don't know. It hurts my feelings.
No, it doesn't hurt mine. Just don't read them, Andrew.
I've heard it all.
Yeah. My last name, everybody's made fun of my last name so much that, like, I used to get made fun of all the time in high school. Or no, not my high school, middle school.
Yeah.
Middle school, big time.
Yeah, you did.
I was bullied a bunch.
Yeah, so was I.
But you're 6 foot in middle school.
That's what I didn't get, but I was shy and I was like
quiet. You're the quiet. Sensitive.
But people would like try and bully me and I just wouldn't give them the time of day. I would just laugh at them or joke about myself. Like I remember one dude called me Shim because I kind of looked like a girl in middle school. And I laughed and I went along with it and I was like, haha, you're funny, blah, 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 whatever. I don't give a shit. Call me whatever you want. Who cares? You know what I mean? Don't take it personally.
I kind of do take this personally, though. I mean, I've not necessarily all, take it personally, but, you know, I guess the negative feedback is good because then it shows us what we need to change.
Yeah, it's good. Like, as long as it's not. Because you can tell the troll hate comments from the, like, actual negative.
Constructive criticism.
Yeah. You can tell the difference.
That's what I was going to say. I just wasn't trying to.
Cut Brian off.
Well, I wasn't sure if he was going to fucking spit it out or not. He kept stuttering.
He couldn't find that multiple syllable word.
Yeah, I'm not very smart right now. It's past my bedtime.
No, it's not.
I know. It's getting there, though.
Yeah, now who's old?
Me.
You.
You're the oldest one.
I am the oldest one, I know.
Damn, 31, bro.
Thanks, Dick.
Brian will be 30. And I know. I'm not sure when is this podcast going up. Tomorrow?
Nah, next week after my birthday. When's my birthday, Andrew?
March 3rd.
I'm surprised. He had that Saturday. Look on his face, like I'm not sure, but I'm gonna go with it.
It's all right. I don't know Andrew's birthday.
You better. You missed it.
I don't.
You're too busy at a wedding this year to celebrate.
Oh yeah, I was too busy at a wedding, man. My bad. I'm sorry. I was the best man. You know, my bad.
Yeah, you weren't even home.
Yeah, it was. I didn't leave till the 23rd.
Oh, but you weren't going to celebrate on the 22nd.
No, no way.
Yeah.
Now we're really getting off topic.
Yeah, we are. So, back on topic. Yeah, if you guys like our stuff, leave us a comment on any of our social media platforms. Our new website's going up soon. And...
Yeah, as soon as we have a more accurate date, we will share that with you guys on our podcast.
Yeah, definitely. So if you guys enjoy what we're doing or what we're trying to do, we're only going to get better. We're at the bottom, so you know, there's only one way to go.
Start from the bottom, now we're here.
We can either stay on this plateau or we can get better. So just got to keep doing it.
Yep.
So if you enjoy us and you feel like dealing with us being crappy, keep listening.
We'll only be crappy for another year.
Yeah.
Or so.
If we don't fall off the podcast bandwagon again like we did last year. I promise we'll do more than 2 episodes this year. Right, Sibo?
We did more than that.
No, we only did 2.
There was only 2 last year.
You're shitting me.
No. And they were both in January.
Ouch.
Yeah, it was a bad year for us. Podcast-wise.
Yeah.
New year, new me, or us. I hate that saying.
I feel like that saying is only valid in, like, the first 2 weeks of January. And it's about to be March. I feel like we can't do or say anything like...
Well, we can because we've been working towards this. And this is the first we spoke out this year. So it is a new year for the Self-Matter Podcast.
True.
Yeah, but it was a new year 3 months ago for the Self. You see what I'm saying?
2 months ago, but yeah.
It's like you know how when people fucking open up a store and it's like grand opening and they leave the sign up all year?
Or we're going out of business and they never go out of
and
business.
And they never, you see what I'm saying? It's kind of like, I feel like it's kind of like one of those things. Yeah. Granted, this is episode 1 of this year. I mean, I get it, but it's March, basically.
On that note, we'll end this podcast.
No?
New year, new leprechaun. All right, folks, we're going to get out of here. If you guys enjoy our show, leave us a comment, like we said.
Instagram, at Selfmatic. Instagram,
Facebook, anywhere.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Blue cheese and wings?
No, we don't say that on here.
I know. I just love peach chicken grease?
I don't know. That was funny the first few times, but now it's kind of...
Well, I mean, I feel like I have to say it.
All right. Send us off, Steve.
Well, I already did.
Oh, we'll do it again. We're out of here. Have a good one, guys.
Take it easy, guys. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Selfmatic Podcast. If you have a life story to share and would like to be on this show, send an email to support@weareselfmatic.com. If you enjoyed our show, leave a comment and don't forget to subscribe.